Considering one of our largest error sources, as you know, it is ionospheric delay, it's inversely proportional to frequency of the signal squared. So L2's atmospheric bias, the ionospheric delay in L2, is about 65% larger than L1, and it follows that the bias for L5 is the worst of the three at 79% larger than L1. And so, of course, L1 exhibits the least delay because it has the highest frequency of the three carriers.